Esperé este instante y no lo dejaré deslizar en recuerdos quietos y en balas rasantes que matan.
Why, hello, everybody. This is Mia Rose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and welcome back to another episode of my show, Entre Caníbales. Very happy to be back. Today, I have a very, very special show. I, like a couple weeks ago, did, I'm going to do a run-through of an artist. Last 2 weeks ago, it was Soda Stereo. This week, it is going to be Diamante Eléctrico. They are a huge band from Colombia, from Bogota specifically. And yeah, they have been growing ever since they formed in 2012. And their music has just been evolving and evolving and, you know, still having a lot of those like rock roots in them, but also involving a lot of funk and stuff. So it's going to be very exciting to go through their discography. I'm going to start with their first album, which is their self-titled album, actually, called Diamante Eléctrico. So that's the next song we're going to listen to. It's just one song off their self-titled album. But I decided to do a run-through of them because, well, first off, I'm very fortunate to know the members of this band through my dad. And, yeah, it's Juan Galeano. He's the vocalist and the bass player, Daniel Alvarez, who is the guitar player, and also vocals every once in a while. And the new member, his name is Andres. Not sure his last name. I think it's Andres Kenguan. Sí, Andres Kenguan. He also plays guitar and synthesizers every once in a while. And yeah, so I wanted to do a run through of them because, like I said, I personally know them, and also they were a band that kind of reintroduced me into the local scene of the music in Bogota and in Colombia and in South America, just in general. So yeah, they're very important in my life, and I love their music, and I'll talk more about them later, but let's finish listening to the song, and I'll see you guys in a bit. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bueno, quería tomar un momentico y saludar a Tita y a Gina. Las quiero mucho. No sé si Cami estará oyendo, pero bueno, igual saludos a Cami, pero les mando muchos besos, las quiero mucho. Y pues también a mi mamá, mi papi y mi Eva. Los amo. Ok. I remember discovering Diamante Eléctrico. Well, no, I didn't discover Diamante Eléctrico. My dad showed me Diamante Eléctrico. It was around this, when this album came out, 2015. So, 9 years ago, that we were, he showed me a song from this album that I unfortunately cannot play because it is explicit. But if you're interested in hearing it later, it's called Todo Arder. And it's off this album, and I remember specifically the moment that he played the song. We were in our pool in our backyard in sunny Miami, and we have speakers around the whole house, outside, inside, and everything. We're a big music family, and I particularly remember him playing it and him being like, "Oh, you like this?" And I'm like, yeah, I love this. And just like in my head, I was thinking, like, dang, it's going to be another band. One of those bands that I'm not going to be able to see because their sound is so, I won't say old. I think it's pretty contemporary, but it's one of those sounds that's kind of like, also not antique, but like, more classic, I guess. And so I was like, dang, I'm probably not going to be able to see them. They're probably too old or blah, 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 or something. And my dad was like, no, there's just a new band from Colombia, from Bogota. And I got so happy. And I have fortunately been able to see them only once in so far. So I hope to see them many, many more times to come, which I know will happen. It's just a matter of please come back to Boston. But yeah, they're incredible. Formed in 2012, as I mentioned earlier. Have come out with a bunch of albums. Now, 7 albums. And they're all works of art. But something I want you guys to kind of focus on is the sound and the feel that the music gives off. The beginning of their career was very classic rock, very rock and, like, you know, yeah, not grungy, but like raw music, raw rock music. And I just want you to kind of pay attention to how they change, not necessarily give into a certain style or give into, like, you know, being a part of pop, because a lot of bands these days do that, but just kind of how they give into trying out new styles of music and how they still keep those essential kind of things that make up rock the way that they started off. So just something to keep in mind. And yeah. Yeah. All right. So we just listened to Olvidar es Divino. Coming up, we got La Gran Oscilación from their album, La Gran Oscilación. And then I'll talk to you guys later. So see you in a bit.
En esta oscilación, entre creer o no creer, sé que el lobo está en la puerta, ya no hay cómo volver. Cada vez que me fui, cuando altero el visor, huérfanas las ilusiones que esta colisión dejó. gran oscilación. Puedo ser o no ser, si en el riesgo está el camino. Si me dejo caer, vestirme de realidad, cargar mi propia cruz. Voy a disparar al cielo, chorreando estrellas del sur. No necesito verte, no necesito verme para olvidar.
Un camuflaje suyo.
All right, so the song we listened to previous to this one, this one's called Hacia la Noche from their album Buitres. Previous one, La Gran Oscilación, from their album by the same name. I will say it's one of their longer songs. They don't... Maybe they do. Maybe I'm just crazy and kind of just don't really realize how long the songs are. But I will say it is one of their longer songs. But I was just... I just wanted to make a quick note of... I remember with my family, we'd be like learning... We'd be listening to the song over and over and over again. And some of the other songs off this album over and over and over again, trying to like memorize their lyrics without having to read them. Like we'd just go over and yeah, kind of just see what they were saying. But so yeah, so this album, Buitres, evolved into... Buitres and Co. and Company, and they had a lot of featured artists on that part two, I'd say, of the album. So next song coming up is Solo Tú Dueles by Diamante Eléctrico and Vicente García, who's another incredible musician. So yeah, let's listen to that. We'll talk in a bit, guys.
Deja de hablar, déjame ir. Se quema todo lo que nos mantiene. La culpa de dos, buscando huir. Si lo intenté, jamás fue suficiente. Y aunque va mi sombra atrás de ti, siento que ya te perdí. Duele, duele. Y aunque el tiempo me dice que sí, cada gloria tiene fin. Duele. Como lo quieras, como tú, solo tú quieres.
música y también las fiestas, pues entonces vengan conmigo.
Did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allowed you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. I read that because I've been having a lot of yogurt lately because I've been so interested in my personal gut health. So yeah, if you want to make your gut health better, I invite you to maybe have some more yogurt. But I also invite you to go outside right now. It's so, so beautiful. It was very warm today, and it's going to be very, very warm tomorrow as well. So I think it's going to be the last couple of days in the year of the year that are going to be this nice. So take advantage. Go out for a run. I went out for a run today. I actually have not run like that before. So I'm trying to start a new routine. So it was very exciting to, you know, run in such nice weather. And it was really nice. And yeah, I invite you to go out, do something. It's really beautiful out. So we just listened to Suéltame Bogotá from their album Mira Lo Que Me Hiciste Hacer. So I personally think that that album was kind of where everything changed for them a little. And like they started including a lot more funk into their, like you can even hear it with this song. Like the bass is very funky and there's just the rhythm is more like it gets you to groove versus like head bop. When I think about them, like their earlier music is very head bop, like mosh, but this is very like I think it's more of a collective experience. I got to see them, when was that? That was 2022 that we went to this festival in Colombia that I've mentioned so many times before now, and got to see them, and it was just a big party. Like they played a couple of their older songs, but when they, it was around the time that they released this album Leche de Tigre, and it was just a big party and everybody was just, oh, it was, oh no, I'm lying, it was when they released Mira Lo Que Me Hiciste Hacer. It was a year after that they released that album, and then they played some other the songs, you know, they were like teasing songs from this album, but it was very groovy and it was a very collective experience. So I actually wanted to ask you guys and maybe call in with an experience that you've had like that, that you've, a concert that you've been to, musicians that you've seen that give you that experience, like that collective experience that I think is so beautiful when it comes to live music. So yeah, 855-915-9636 if you're interested. But let's listen to Cuatro del Veinte from the same album Leche de Tigre, and see you guys in a bit.
Estar. odio los monólogos y las notas de voz, pero tal vez esta es la mejor forma de hacerlo. Y no es un reclamo esto. Es más bien una despedida. Sé que vas a estar bien y eso me alegra. Estoy tranquila en realidad. Esto es lo que teníamos que hacer desde hace rato. Ya está. Te dejé mis llaves en la mesita de la entrada.
Desde que la vi, empecé a creer en Dios. Yo siempre lo supe, fue Dios el que me engañó. Hay que resolver este caso de ti. Adoro el misterio, pero no se puede así. El amor y yo no nos llevamos bien. Me persigo la cola, no lo logro entender. No sé si yo fui o si fuimos los dos, pero ya está bien.
Para vivir sin ti, el amor es un fuego.
If you guys just heard some different music that wasn't Diamante Eléctrico, it was the Ops team, actually. They've just fixed Studio C. So Studio C is officially, for those of you who know about WMFO, Studio C is officially up and running. Well, not official. I wouldn't say officially up and running again, but it finally works again. So that's incredible. Yeah, so we actually are currently listening to El Big Bang by, obviously, by Diamante Eléctrico, but it's featuring Silvestre y la Naranja, which is the second song this episode that has featured somebody. And this album, this is their most recent album. It came out this year. It's called Mal Hablado. I highly recommend you guys to fully listen to this album. I think it's a beautiful journey of experimentation, and I think it very much encapsulates who they are very, very well. Yeah, right now we're listening to Yoya, but I'll catch you guys around the end of the next song, because I cannot believe that it's already been 48 minutes. So I'll see you guys in just a bit, just to say goodbye.
Yo ya jugué y perdí. Yo me la jugué y perdí. Yo ya estuve roto. Yo ya fui gitano. Ya mezclé coquita y alcohol. Ya fui migrante y bandolero. Yo ya lloré. Tienes que saber que extrañas, que te extrañas.
Can you believe that it's been an hour already? I definitely cannot believe it. I feel like time flew today. But it's okay. We'll be back next week with more music. I don't know what I'm going to do for next week. I think it's very, you know, spontaneous in the moment / in the day what I'm feeling. And today I just was listening to Diamante and decided to play them because they hold such a special place in my heart. They were nominated for a Latin Grammy, which that's sometime soon, I believe. But they were nominated, if I'm not mistaken, it's either for... I believe it is for their song, Algo Bueno Tenía Que Tener Bogotá. I'm like 99% sure that it is. Sorry if that's wrong. But I cannot play that song because at the end it says some bad words. And I did a mistake a couple months ago that I played that song right before Safe Harbor Hours. So, you know, I'd say just take the time and listen to that on your own. But yeah, they've been nominated and have won multiple Latin Grammys. I won't give away too much of his personal life, but we hung out with Juan Galeano in his space in Bogota and just has his Grammys around. And it's really cool. I'm imagining that a lot of musicians that have won Grammys before just kind of have a Grammy sitting around. And even though I'm not a big fan of the whole concept of award ceremonies and just, you know, celebrating only one artist, band, musician, it's still really cool. Like, it's a Grammy. Like, that's a Grammy. But yeah, guys, I thank you for joining me again. Another week, great music. Now I'm gonna go a little bit out of order for the last song, but the last song is from their album Buitres, and I decided to end with a song because when they played it live, when I saw them, and from the times that my dad has seen them and sent videos to us of their concerts, it's incredible how much power, not power, because, you know, power dynamics are weird like that, but how much the audience, like, sings along with them, and how much the band gives, and, you know, it's a big give and receive relationship when it comes to bands and their audiences. So I guess I'm just trying to say that it's really cool how much the audience responds to this song. And it's called Oro from their album Buitres. So I hope you guys enjoy. But this has been Mia Rose with Entre Caníbales, and you are still listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. So once again, thanks for joining me, and see you guys next week. Peace.